Hi, this is Kelly.
And this is Scarlett. Welcome to Hot in Arizona.
Yeah, it's actually a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. I don't have much of a voice.
No.
I got some weird crud.
Yeah,
same thing I had in October.
Mm.
Back then I thought it was an allergy.
Mm-hmm.
But because I don't have a fever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a runny nose. All I have is this weird, cough and this tickle in my throat.
Mm.
Other than that, I feel fine.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And last time, the doctor couldn't find anything wrong with me. He was like, your lungs are clear. He says, yeah, your throat's irritated, but I don't know what's wrong with you. Welcome to the club. Nobody can figure it out. Lucky me.
Yeah.
But I'm getting over it, but my voice is a little, a little weird.
Yeah.
A little weird.
A man voice.
Yeah. And then after a while, it just goes away altogether. Just so you go, okay. I'll find you somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah, it's just a hassle. Just a hassle. But it is a beautiful day today.
It is.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yep.
I haven't been able to do anything because when I don't feel good, I just stay home.
Right.
Right. And so I haven't really gone to the store. Luckily I had somebody do some shopping for me. But, I have my guinea pigs.
Uh-huh.
And they're a little bit picky about what they eat.
Yeah.
And I know, they're pigs. I get it. But I don't want them starving.
Right.
And basically, they eat lettuce and bell pepper.
Mm.
That is their main food.
Mm-hmm.
Lettuce and bell pepper. Occasionally, they like carrot, they like tomato. They like green bell pepper.
Yeah.
They are learning to accept different colors. Their favorite color is green.
Uh-huh.
But I can't always find it at the grocery store.
Right.
What the hell?
It's ridiculous.
Romaine lettuce. Do you know, last time I went, I couldn't find it. Not only that, I couldn't find it at the regular grocery store. I went to Walmart. Do you know how desperate I have to be to walk into that store? It goes against everything I believe in. I just cannot stand it. I feel dirty when I walk out.
Yeah.
I go home and take a shower. They had no lettuce.
Wow.
How do people have no lettuce? How do people? So that's why I hate relying on that. That's why I like having my different sources.
Mm-hmm.
I have different sources. You have different sources?
I do.
I have different sources.
I do.
You know, I love the organic farms. And the farmers markets.
Yeah, I love farmers markets.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How fun are they?
They're a lot of fun. I love them because it's all local produce.
And right?
Local homemade stuff. And
right?
I love it.
You can see the people that grew it.
Yeah, you can talk to the people that make it and grow it and whatever it is. You get to talk to them.
And there's no, supply chain issue. There's no...
Right.
No. They grow it, they put it in the back of their truck, and they drive to the market.
Yep, exactly.
It's whoa, look at that. There's my stuff. Sometimes there's still dirt on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, wow, this is fresh.
Yeah.
This is fresh. That's what I like about them. I can go there, and they're not going to be out of bell peppers.
No, not usually.
They're not going to be out of lettuce.
Right.
Unless it was a really bad crop, right?
Right.
Unless something catastrophic happened, it's just not going to happen.
Right.
That they're going to be out of it. And the fact that we live here in Arizona,
mm-hmm.
we really do have a good growing season.
We really do.
Even in the hottest months, there are still things that will grow here.
Absolutely.
Still.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It is amazing. And, of course, one of our five C's. We have our five C's that we're known for.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is citrus.
Citrus.
It yeah. just grows. It's like freaking weeds here.
Yeah.
I mean, when I first moved down here to the valley, I remember Sun City. Mm-hmm. Just the citrus trees along, just along the sidewalk where you're walking on the main thoroughfare. Shit's just dropping, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you don't have to go to the store. You just take a walk. You can pick all the fruit you want.
Right.
And we all have those neighbors.
Oh, yes.
That, or even the people that we work with, mm-hmm. that will bring in bags of grapefruit, lemons the size of grapefruit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Here, you want a bag? Because it just grows so crazy here.
Yeah, I know a lot of people in Gilbert, they're like, hey, I put bags of lemons or oranges on my doorstep. Come pick them up.
Right?
First come, first serve. You know?
I actually have a dead citrus tree in my backyard. Mm. It's dead. Mm-hmm. I need to get it out of there.
Yeah.
Except every year, it gives me lemons. Even though there's like, it's all brown. There's no leaves. It's very sad. It'll give me like 3 lemons.
How weird is that?
It's the weirdest thing. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to question it, though. If it wants to give me lemons, that's fine. That's fine. And, you know, I don't want to offend it by taking it out. It's trying so hard.
Right.
It's like all my energy will go to make this little lemon for you. But I do love farmers markets. I do love them. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important to really use them properly.
Oh, yeah.
To use it to your advantage.
Yeah.
I think so many people just kind of go to go. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, what do you want to do? Let's go to the farmers market. Instead of really, you know, using it like you would the grocery store.
Right.
Although I know people that go to the grocery store without a plan.
Oh, yeah.
But then what happens?
You spend way too much money.
Oh, my gosh, right?
And you buy stuff you normally wouldn't buy.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So you take it home and throw it away a week later.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Because it went to waste.
Exactly.
Because you didn't use it. I was famous for that. I really was. So one of the things that's important,
we need to know what's in season for sure. You know, every season there's something different that grows.
Right.
So right now is broccoli and beets and Brussels sprouts.
Ooh, broccoli. I love Brussels sprouts.
I don't like Brussels sprouts.
You don't?
I try so hard to like Brussels sprouts, but I just don't like them.
I think you just really, you have to find a way, like some way that you just go, ooh, I don't like roasted Brussels sprouts, or sometimes they're mushy or slimy. Mm-hmm. One time, and I hate myself for this because I can't find the recipe, but one time I made almost, they were like shredded. Mm. I shredded them, and I don't remember what, but my kids had like 2 extra helpings. Everybody was like, oh my god, these are so good.
Huh. I've tried making, I've tried blanching the leaves, you know, taking them all apart and blanching the leaves, and then you make a salad out of them. Mm. I don't like that either. I've tried roasting, I've tried boiling, I've tried all kinds of stuff. I just don't like them. But that's just me.
I like them.
Cabbage.
I like cabbage.
Cabbage is good. Carrots. I love carrots. I use carrots all the time in my juice. Every day I put carrots in my juice.
Carrots are so versatile.
They are. And they're full of vitamins, especially vitamin K.
K. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Cauliflower.
I love cauliflower.
I like to eat cauliflower. I don't really like it any other way except to eat it. You know, like steam it and put some seasoning on it. I've tried the cauliflower rice. I didn't really like it that much.
No, I don't like that.
Celery?
Yes.
Celery is very good for you. It's got a lot of water in it. Mm-hmm. And it's also natural salt. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking to make juice and you want to make your juice a little bit salty, you put celery in it. Just a little tip.
And it's a good holder for peanut butter.
Yeah. Yeah. Clementines.
Oh,
I love clementines.
I love clementines.
Grapefruit, kale.
You know, I've never been like a huge fan of grapefruit.
Me neither. I don't really like it that much, but I mean, I'll eat it. If it's there, I'll eat it. And some people can't eat it, so make sure, right. You know, you're watching your meds.
Yeah.
Make sure.
Yeah.
Kale.
Kale is luscious.
Kiwi. Mm-hmm. Kumquats.
Kumquats are weird.
Uh-huh.
Have you had kumquats?
I have not eaten them. I've seen them. I haven't eaten them.
You eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
You don't peel them.
Yeah, well, they're too tiny to peel.
I know, but to me it's weird because it's like a citrus.
Yeah.
And you eat... No.
Yeah.
No. I would try to peel it.
Right.
That would be me. I would peel.
And, of course, lemons, oranges, limes, tangerine. All the citrus is in right now.
Oh, so good.
It's the season.
And, you know, it's kind of funny. It's the season for citrus. But it's also like cold and flu season.
Mm-hmm.
Well, eat your damn citrus because it's full of vitamin C.
And then if you take the leaves off your lemon tree and you boil those, that helps too. So you can use the whole thing.
Use it.
You know, so I am a big proponent of lemons. Lemons in a hot lemon water when you're sick. Hot lemon, honey, cinnamon, ginger. Mm-hmm. Boil all that up, you know.
Absolutely.
It's really, really good for you. I put oranges in my juice every day. My juice every morning is carrots, orange, lime, and ginger and turmeric. And so I am, and apples. I'm flooding my body with vitamin C, and vitamin C is going to, what's going to be, fights that
right
sickness stuff. Yes. So, squash. Squash is also in season right now.
Okay. My mom. Oh my gosh, that's where I got my love of squash. That woman could cook squash like nobody's business. Like acorn, butternut, spaghetti squash, you name it. Mm-hmm. And you know what I have found at farmers markets? Like zucchini.
I love zucchini.
It's like twice the size as it is at the grocery store.
Yep.
You just get these huge... this huge produce. And it's amazing. These little crappy squashes at the grocery store, the zucchini, no wonder they're selling 2 for, you know, whatever.
Right.
Because they're so freaking dinky.
Right.
It's like a pickle.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a pickle. But zucchini. I love zucchini because it's so versatile.
Oh my gosh.
You can spiral it, you can shred it, you can do whatever you want, and it takes the flavor of whatever you put with it.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That is true.
So that's what I love about zucchini.
I love it.
I've never been a big squash fan, but I'm trying. I want to learn how to do zucchini or spaghetti squash the proper way. I hated it when I was a kid. Oh my gosh, my mom made me eat it, and it was so disgusting.
Oh, man, I love it.
So, I'm afraid to try it kind of thing.
Man, I love it.
Yeah, but the best thing to do before you, just like before you go grocery shopping, when you go to the farmer's market, you need to make a plan.
Right.
You need to plan your meals. What am I going to make for dinner over the next couple weeks or the next week?
And if you know, if you just kind of know what's in season, you can pretty much count on that being at the farmer's market.
Yes.
You can pretty much say, okay, I know that this is going to be there, and plan accordingly.
Right. And usually at farmer's markets, they have multiple produce stands.
Right.
And so each one, like one might have broccoli and the next one might have cabbage. So you should be able to get it from one or the other.
Right.
Also, make sure you're bringing cash with you, because some of those farmers, they don't take cards.
And even if they do, it's not always guaranteed that the little card thing is going to work.
Right. Or they also could charge you a fee, because they have to pay a fee when they use the card. So they'll probably charge you a fee to use it. So it's always better to just bring some cash just in case you need it.
Bring small bills so that, you know, it's easier for them to make change if they have to.
Exactly. You can always tell the serious farmers market shoppers because they bring their own bags.
Right. Some people bring wagons.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They bring their little wagons and their bags, and they come along. And,
yeah.
And
Those are hardcore.
Yes, yes.
Those are hardcore.
You know that they're serious. They're the serious farmers market shoppers. If you go early, then you get the best selection.
Right.
Because they're putting out their stuff. It's all fresh.
Yeah. So that's really important.
Oh,
for the produce. Because you don't want the stuff that, especially, you know, you're getting all the bruised stuff later.
Yeah, exactly. That picked over. Everybody's touched it.
The one where the little kid picked it up and dropped it.
Right.
Mom had to put it back.
Exactly. So, you know, go early when it's still good.
Right.
But if you go late, on the other hand, if you go later,
yeah,
you could get some really good deals.
I have gotten some really good deals because, mm-hmm. you know, I don't wake up early.
Yeah.
So I go as everybody's like closing up shop.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, hey, wait. They're like, really? You want it? Here.
Yeah.
Take it. I'll give you this and this for the price of that.
Exactly.
I'm like, cool. I'll do it. I'll do it. I got like big antlers
mm-hmm.
for the dogs.
Uh-huh.
And they gave me 3 for the price of 1 because they didn't want to take them home.
Right.
I was like, dang. And then, of course, you know, my dog's so stupid. She didn't know what to do with it, so she didn't want it. She just carries it around. She didn't understand. She's so stupid.
That's my toy.
Yeah, it's like, thank God I didn't buy all 3.
Right? Don't be afraid to try new stuff. I mean, if you go in and you look at this thing and you're like, what is that? Ask the farmer that's there.
Right.
What is that? And how do you eat it? And
right.
They will tell you.
Yeah. How do you prepare it? What can you do with it?
Yeah.
I think that, you know, I'm not afraid to try new things when it comes to fruits and vegetables. I'm not going to try new things if it has eyes.
Oh, right.
I'm not going to do that. But, you know, fruits and veggies, I think it's important to try new things. You never know. You never know. Like, mm-hmm. okay, like jicama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jicama is good.
Now, my mom, when I was little, we always had jicama.
Mm-hmm.
And I love jicama.
Yeah.
And luckily, my kids will try anything once. And, you know, they liked it too. Now, they aren't as big on it as I am. But it's good. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's sweet. It's mm-hmm. crunchy.
Yep.
I think it's perfect
like
on
crunchy.
A summer day.
Yeah, I like the crunchy of it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. But yeah, don't be afraid to try new things.
Yeah, exactly. Also, you can buy in bulk there.
Yeah.
Like they'll gather all their lettuce and they'll put it in a big bag.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can buy this big bag of lettuce or microgreens or mm-hmm. things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so don't be, you know, make sure you buy it. That way you can use it throughout the week.
Yeah.
Especially
if you're like juicing like you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you need a lot.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So,
a 5-pound bag of carrots will last me a week.
Wow.
That's a lot of carrot.
That is a lot of carrots.
So don't be afraid to buy that
much.
That
is a lot of carrots.
If you're doing the juicing thing. And then, you know, like when you buy carrots at the store, mm-hmm. you don't get the green part.
Not
normally.
Always.
I mean, you could buy the loose carrots and you'll sometimes get the greens. But
I notice that so many people will gravitate toward the ones without the tops.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Or they get those stupid little baby carrots.
Oh, those are terrible.
They are
don't
terrible.
Don't eat those.
They don't even taste like...
They're not
like cardboard.
Well, that's because they wash them in bleach.
And then they take off They take off the outer part. You're not getting any good stuff.
The baby carrots are absolutely
it's
terrible.
It's the worst thing for you.
Don't eat them.
Stay away from the baby carrots.
Yes.
Get the big ones. With the tops.
Yeah. And the tops, you can do things with them. You can boil them. You can fry them up. You can make a pesto with them.
Oh.
You can do all kinds of stuff.
All kinds. You can feed them to your guinea pigs.
Yeah.
Yeah. They love them.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
They do. They love them.
Pesto. I will say that I do have a hard time finding herbs at farmers markets.
Yes.
So, like, I'm growing basil right now, but I don't have enough to make pesto with it. So I go looking for big bags of basil and you can't find herbs. So if anybody's looking to sell things at farmers markets, there's your little niche.
There's your niche right there. Yeah.
Herbs.
Yeah, if you can grow an herb. I can't grow herbs.
Yeah.
I recently got a golden pothos.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's one plant I know I can't kill. And but herbs, I can't grow herbs.
I have hit and miss. Like right now, my cilantro is huge.
Really?
It's really big. And the more I cut off of it, the bigger it grows. But my basil is teeny tiny. It just won't grow.
Aww.
And I can't. My oregano never grew, which I was really sad.
Aww.
So I don't know. I don't know if it's the location. But my whole garden is like that. I only have a few things growing and everything else just didn't grow. So I'm still trying to learn how to garden down here. I'm just really getting frustrated with it. But anyway.
Well, I think that, you cannot count on a farmer's market for everything.
No, you can't.
But you can do a lot with what is there.
Mm-hmm.
Without having to rely on a chain grocery store.
Well, again, if you know what's in season, you can go to the farmer's market and pretty much get what you're looking for.
Right.
And if you don't know what you're doing, if you just go in there on a whim, you might be able to find something that you can, you know, if you're talking to the farmer and learning how to make these things, cook these things, they can give you some really good ideas.
Right.
They might give you something adventurous to have, to try, so.
Something for you to impress people with.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, absolutely.
Exactly.
And it's great to get out.
Yeah, get out in the sun.
Get out and enjoy
around,
the day.
Meet people.
Yeah, meet people. I love
pet dogs.
Oh my God, pet all the dogs.
Yes.
Pet all the dogs.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're so cute. Because, you know, I can never take my dogs there because my dogs don't like people. But,
yeah.
People bring their dogs. And the ones that bring their dogs are 99%. They're all friendly.
They're
they love people.
Right, they're the super chill dogs.
Mm-hmm. And they just love, they'll come right up to you and want to be pet.
Yeah.
They're super fun. So that's a fun part of it. That's something that my daughter always loved about going to the farmer's market is she wanted to pet all the dogs.
Oh, yeah.
But she's really good and asks them.
It's a must.
Owner first, you know. But
well, if a dog approaches me,
mm-hmm.
then you know, that's consent.
Yes, I agree.
Sorry, your dog came to me. Your dog is obviously in need.
Yeah.
So, you know, he didn't ask me.
Yeah.
He didn't say, excuse me. Would you mind petting me? No. He just approached.
Yep.
I
had one approach me and he was so excited to see me. And he was just running up to me and he's like, baby, baby. He was this bulldog.
Oh my gosh,
he was the cutest thing.
He's like,
dragging his owner to come over to me to say hi.
That is so funny. Sometimes I think it's like dogs, they think they know you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've had people ask me, do you know this dog? I'm like, no. It's like, well, the dog obviously knows you.
Yeah.
So maybe it was a past life.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Obviously, there's some kind of a soul connection there.
It's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a great thing about farmers markets.
Yes.
And, you know, we have so many.
Oh, everywhere.
We have a lot. We're very fortunate that we do have so many. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of them aren't even, like, on weekends. Some are during the week.
Right.
But we are really lucky. We have one just down the road from where we record, from the
uh-huh.
mobile studio.
Yeah.
And I've been there several times. Now, this was your first time.
This was my first time
at this one.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to bring us to what is hot in Arizona.
Yes, the Park West Market. The address is 9744 West Northern Avenue, which is just west of the 101 on Northern. It's a nice little shopping center. It's the Harkins Theater Shopping Center.
Yeah, they have lots of cool shops in there.
Yeah.
And restaurants.
And restaurants, yep.
Yeah. And then on Saturdays, actually every Saturday until April 30th,
yep.
They do the farmer's market.
Yes, they're so... It was a cute little market. It's a smaller one compared to some of the others that we've been to. But I really liked it. It's just very casual, very friendly. Everybody's happy to be there, of course. That's what I love about farmers markets, too, is that everybody is happy.
There's no grumpy people.
I have not met one grumpy person there yet.
No.
Love that everybody's just happy to be there. And the people that are there selling their stuff are super friendly. They're super knowledgeable. They make it or they grow it. So if you have questions, you can just ask them and they will have the answers.
Yes, absolutely.
One had some great stuff. I was really impressed. They had a few honey vendors, of course, which they sell the bee pollen and the honey, and they have infused honeys.
I love the cinnamon honey.
Oh, I love the lemon honey, but this one had lime infused honey. And I love that, but I'm a big citrus person. I love it. Right. So, but that sounded so good. But they also had like cayenne pepper infused. Mm-hmm. So that stuff would clear your sinuses out really good.
Right.
I'm a firm believer in the healing properties of honey. Even though I've decided to eat vegan, I still eat honey because it's so good for you and healing you.
Yeah.
They had food trucks there.
Yes.
They had
CBD
station for you and your pets.
Yes.
They had four produce stands. So I was able to get, I got my grape tomatoes, which were a variety of colors, which I loved.
I do too.
And then I got bell pepper. I got some red bell pepper. And I got some zucchini, and I got some lemons. Lemons were two for $1, and they're huge. They're the size of oranges. And they were grown on their trees.
Right here in Arizona.
Yes.
You can't always guarantee, if you go to the grocery store, you can't always guarantee where this stuff is coming from.
Exactly.
It could be traveling for quite a ways. And, you know, they said that... lately, a lot of people have been having problems with avocados, that they're not tasting right, the texture is off.
Yeah.
Well, they're having to freeze them to transport because they're having problems with supply chain. And so that affects it.
Yeah.
Makes it crappy.
Yeah. That's sad.
It is.
They had elderberry. There were two elderberry stands. So we all know that elderberry is really good for cold and flu symptoms.
Right. You know, I love the taste, but you know, I had that adverse reaction.
Yep.
Which was weird.
That is weird.
It is because they're so good.
Oh, this is really good. Gosh. I was surprised at how good it tasted.
Oh.
They have this one lady made her own teas. So all the different kinds of herbs and stuff that she would put together to make tea for all the different healing. So if you have a digestive issue, she has a tea for that. If you have a cold, there is a tea for that. If you have allergies, there was a tea for that. And then she makes up this other stuff. It had turmeric and ginger and this other stuff. I can't even remember, but it was like this. It was almost the consistency of pumpkin or apple butter. And you have a couple teaspoons of that every day. So you could put it in your smoothie or you could put it on toast or whatever. And have it. And it was not bad. It was a little different, but it wasn't bad tasting. She was giving free samples. And it had so many vitamins in it just from food that you could replace your vitamins with this.
That's so crazy to think about.
I know, isn't that crazy? And that's the thing about food is that if you're eating the right kinds of foods, you shouldn't have to take vitamin supplements.
Right.
I loved that. A lot of people were selling jerky. Jerky was big deal. There was a guy that was making homemade ceramics. So he had the clay spinning wheel and he was sitting there making the ceramic cups right there while you could watch him, stand there and watch him.
That's just craziness.
Yeah.
But see, that, to me, you know, and here's the best part, It's free.
It's free to walk around and look, and the prices of your produce are comparable to the store.
And you know what? Because it's local, I would pay more.
I paid a little more for the tomatoes, but I don't feel bad about it. I don't feel bad about it because I'm helping a local farmer.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I know that they're good.
Exactly.
So
you're helping a local farmer. Mm-hmm. The money is staying here.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And they had, one stand had jicama. And I heard a lady ask him, what is jicama? And this is a young kid. This kid was probably 18. And he was telling her all about jicama.
Okay, that's impressive.
Yeah, and he was like, if you put a little bit of lime and salt on it, it's really good.
That's impressive.
He knew how to fix it. He knew all about it. And he was telling, he was very knowledgeable, and he was very young. So he was raised all around this stuff. People were making homemade signs, you know, the big wooden signs that are really trendy right now. Mm-hmm. They had a few of those. Guy had a whole stand of nothing but tie-dye shirts.
Oh, cool.
So that was fun.
That's very fun.
Definitely get out to this market.
Yeah, it goes from 9 to 1.
9 to 1 every Saturday until April 30th. Mm-hmm. It's the Park West Market, 9744 West Northern Avenue in Peoria, which is just west of the 101 on Northern.
Yeah, I do enjoy that.
It was
Market.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's all I've got.
Me too.
I think I'm going to go home and take a nap.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah. Maybe drink some hot tea.
Hot honey lemon tea.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, don't forget to follow us on Instagram, because we will have pictures of all the fun places that we go to. And you can follow me, Scarlett, at HeartPrinceAZ on Instagram.
And me, Kelly, at Healthy Heart and Happy Soul on Instagram.
Hopefully I can talk better next week.
Bye.